Two debates have been scheduled, one at Franklin College and another at a publishing house in Corydon at the north and the south ends of the district. An August 2nd editorial in the Bloomington Herald-Times recommended three, possibly to be held in Bloomington, Salem, and Corydon. Remember that number, three, because here's what young campaign manager Trevor Foudy says the editorial promotes.
The Herald-Times said, you know, if you start to do more than two or so, it starts to become very repetitive.
The HT did rule out Yoder's push for 13 debates, one in every county in the district, but Yoder thought the piece suggested a different number than Foudy thinks it does.
My opponent's reasoning was even the Herald-Times had said 13 might be a bit much, three or four would be suffice.
Remember, the ultimate suggestion was for three debates, not two, not four. Also remember, it's a newspaper opinion piece, not a directive from the Indiana Debate Commission. Still, Foudy says debates are important to the voting process.
Debates, they're not as much about the candidates as they are about the voters. It's giving the voters a chance to hear those differences between the campaigns.
Foudy also says logistics of the congressman's schedule played into the number of debates scheduled, but says he believes Young will spend most of the last 6 weeks before Election Day in the district. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.